Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
We have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting. I'm not going to get ahead of those options. And at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
House Republicans are plotting the demotion of a Republican member for the crime of repeating the truth.
That is something to be admired, standing up for the truth. That's something I know her father wouldn't have done. So right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney.
That's the best endorsement I've heard since Mickey Mantle for Maypole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I want to talk about these gasoline lines this hour, but the first thing I wanted to say and mention here was the hearings today on Capitol Hill with Dr., or should I say Saint, Anthony Fauci. These are Senate hearings, and Rand Paul really went after him. And it's kind of a complicated thing. If you saw Tucker Carlson last night, he was talking about how it appears that the agency that he runs, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, has been subsidizing research at the Wuhan lab in China where the virus may have escaped from. And the whole issue here, it involves something called gain of function research. I'm obviously not a physician. I don't, or a researcher. But that gain of function research is when scientists genetically engineer viruses to attack humans. That doesn't seem like a good idea to me. That seems like something in a Michael Crichton novel, you know, like Jurassic Park. But the theory is that such research will help the scientists learn how to counter such threats in the future. But if they're man-made viruses, what could go wrong? Maybe they could escape out of the lab, even if you weren't trying to release them automatically. So the Wall Street Journal and other places have been after Fauci to issue some kind of statement. Yes or no, did your agency, the NIAID, support this gain of function research, which may have created the virus in Wuhan? And so they've issued various statements to the Wall Street Journal. At no time, this was Friday, at no time did NIAID fund gain of function research to be conducted at the Wuhan lab. Okay. So they asked again, they said, we want a yes or no answer. Did you or did you not fund this research in Wuhan? This is their second answer on it from Fauci's agency to the Wall Street Journal. We can only speak of our relationship with them. As stated, at no time did NIAID fund gain of function research to be conducted at WIV. I think they call that plausible deniability. They're saying, we didn't give the money specifically for that gain of function research, genetically engineering viruses to attack humans. And so the Wall Street Journal, James Freeman, says Dr. Fauci's grantees are permitted to channel money to a Chinese laboratory without anyone on Dr. Fauci's staff knowing whether the lab is creating deadly new viruses, question mark. And that's a pretty good question, I would say. So this is a setup for what happened today with Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul. So let's go with cut number 9. This is Fauci and Senator Rand Paul, both of whom are physicians, as you know.
I fully agree that you should investigate where the virus came from, But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
you say it. There was research. There was research done with Dr. Shi and Dr. Barrick. They have collaborated on gain-of-function research where they enhanced the SARS virus to infect human airway cells, and they did it by merging a new spike protein on it. That is gain-of-function. That was joint research between the Wuhan Institute and Dr. Barrick. You can't deny it.
Senator Paul, your time has expired. Dr. Fauci, I will let you respond to that. We need to move on.
Excuse me?
I will allow you to respond to that, and then we'll move on.
I just wanted to say, I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair, we did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
But see, the point Paul is making, Senator Paul, is that, you were giving money to this lab where they were apparently doing this kind of research that was creating these super viruses here. Cut 11.
Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund...
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
Methinks he doth protest too much. The other thing was with Dr. Rochelle Walensky. I wanted to mention that. And again, we're going to get to the gas in just a moment. But she was there today, and she's the head of the CDC, as you know. She's from Chestnut Hill and works at Mass General when she's not a Biden payroll patriot. But she was testifying under oath the same day that a New York Times report claims that the Center for Disease Control's estimate that the risk of coronavirus transmission while outdoors is around 10% is greatly exaggerated. Apparently, I know you're not shocked to hear that, but it's actually probably less than 1%, and it could be as low as 0.1%. So again, ask yourself this: why, if there's a chance at 0.1%, why are outdoor sporting events in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and elsewhere stuck at 25% capacity? What's the problem exactly? So Susan Collins was asking her about this, about the fact that they're just running with these ridiculous numbers. They're even being called out by the New York Times of all places. Cut 13.
Dr. Walensky, I used to have the utmost respect for the guidance from the CDC. I always considered the CDC to be the gold standard. I don't anymore.
Does anybody consider the CDC to be the gold standard anymore? Yeah. Apparently there's been at least two other recent instances where there've been where the CDC is just totally botched the numbers and screwed it up. But they've always got an excuse. They're blaming this one on the Journal of Infectious Diseases, and it's their fault that for the mistakes. 844-500-4242. So think about this when they're telling you when you run into someone, when you're taking a walk tonight after work, you get home and you see people out on the trail or the sidewalk where you're walking or riding your bike or walking the dog, and you see these people in masks outside, and you think to yourself, have they seen this story? I mean, these are moon bats, these hypochondriacs that are walking around with masks outside. These are the people who believe the crap that's in the New York Times and CNN and MSNBC and the lousy local newscasts. Ask the, you know, maybe you should ask them, have you seen that story in the New York Times that says you have a 0.1% chance of being infected outside? And of course, if you get it, there's a 99.7% chance you're going to survive. So what? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the gas lines and the gas shortages. And who do you blame? Let's do some finger pointing. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing," unquote. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors beyond pet smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
781 says Fauci's defense is like saying tax dollars don't pay for abortions at Planned Parenthood. Without those tax dollars, quote, used for women's health at Planned Parenthood, they'd be out of business and not able to perform abortions. So indirectly, tax dollars do pay for abortion. Same thing with NAIID. I think that's the point that Rand Paul was trying to make. But, you know, Fauci knows he's got the mainstream media covering for him, so he just can just babble out those lies and parse the words, as Rand Paul put it, and he's going to get the cover from the mainstream media. You won't see anything about that exchange tonight on the network newscasts, maybe Fox, but nowhere else. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who did you believe today at the Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci or Dr. Rand Paul?
I believe Dr. Rand Paul.
98% believe Dr. Paul.
All right. 844-500-4242. Rand Paul has never lied to my face. He told me I didn't need to wear a mask. I need to wear one mask. I need to wear two masks. Never told me that it's going to take another year to get back to normal. He said 15 days to flatten the curve, and we're 425 days in, and he says it's going to take another year. 844-500-4242. And we have the problem now with the gas lines. As you know, they claim that a Russian group has—they won't say Russians. The mainstream media won't anyway, but apparently it's a Russian group has hacked the Colonial Pipeline, which supplies a huge amount of the fuel that comes to the East Coast. 18 states have declared, and the District of Columbia have declared an emergency, and there are already gas lines in North Carolina, South Carolina. It's just a real mess, and they're talking about how it's going to take a few more days to fix it. I used to work for a radio company, a really bad radio company, the worst radio company in world history, And they've been hacked repeatedly, and it keeps taking them weeks to get back. They just get shaken. I think they get shaken down, basically, for money. They never say how much they have to pay out. And it's just amazing that they won't, that the government doesn't seem to have any interest in helping this Colonial Pipeline, even though, you know, the country runs on fuel, doesn't it? Fossil fuels. But you have the Homeland Security Advisor, someone named Liz Sherwood Randall. She got a hyphenated last name. No supply shortage. Pay no attention to those gas lines that you see with your own eyes on TV. Cut 14.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job, especially on the Homeland Security team, and considering what additional steps may be useful to mitigate any potential disruptions to supply.
It's about mitigation, and it's about contingencies. But there is no gas shortage, right? Former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, now the energy secretary, cut 15.
In this particular region, that's where we're going to see the crunch. And this is why we know that we have gasoline. We just have to get it to the right places. And that's why these next couple of days, I think, will be challenging. And we want to encourage people. It's not that we have a gasoline shortage. It's that we have this supply crunch and that things will be back to normal soon and that we're asking people not to hoard.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along. It's like Baghdad Bob, as one of the VIPs just said. There are no American tanks in Baghdad. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Okay, Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You guys
got to
dig up that old NRBQ song, Get That Gasoline.
I don't want to even bring those memories back, but I have to, you know. It's just, it brings back so many painful memories of the 1970s. There were two. People forget there were two. There was one in... After the Six-Day War, I guess it was, in 73, 74, there were shortages then. And then there were longer shortages after the Iranian hostage crisis running into the 1980 election. Those were worse, I think, than the 73, 74 ones. Dr. Luke, thanks thanks for calling. Go ahead.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I wonder how long it's going to be before we have any shortages up here in Maine. And... I do believe that Dr. Rand Paul had it all over Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I know. It's always easier when you're telling the truth, doctor, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The thing about lying is you just have to watch your words so carefully, you know? We don't know anything about funding the gain of function. We just give them a lot of money, and we don't know what they do with it. How the hell do we know what they do with it? We give them a few million bucks. Who knows who's giving them other bucks? Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Howie. This all seems to be playing into the administration's hands of higher gas prices. No wonder they're not helping. The way that this everything's going, I don't trust the government. I wonder if they're behind it. I mean, they can find Lady Gaga's dogs. I mean, I don't know why they're having a problem with it.
You know, you're not the first person I've heard say that today, that they don't believe it. I've heard people say, too, that, you know, that this is probably going to affect Florida sooner rather than later, and it could be a way to pay back Ron DeSantis. I mean, I don't know who did this, but, you know, I would think that this is the last thing any administration, Republican or Democrat, would want, which is skyrocketing gas prices. I mean, gas prices affect everything, absolutely everything. And there's another story today. I'll get into it when we come back. Corn prices are going up. Corn prices have doubled in the last year. And, you know, 40% of the U.S. corn supply goes into fuel, ethanol, fuel. So that's going to drive up the price of everything. And they don't seem to care. They have no concern over this. What if Donald Trump had this problem in a growing number of states with the gas prices. And it was a Russian hack. They would be going car to car in the gas lines, doing man in the street, only man in the car. Ask, who do you blame for this shortage? You're wasting time. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just remember, there is no gas shortage. It's just the supply crunch. That's all. And, when they tell you not to hoard, too. How'd that work out last year when they said, don't hoard the toilet paper? It was a stampede, right? To every supermarket and, a discount house in America to get the toilet paper, the paper towels, because you can't trust the government. I mean, if you couldn't trust the government last year, how the hell are you supposed to trust them this year? 844-500-4242. But they're going to be okay here. They want to and cut number 17.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
And that's the man that's in charge of what he calls the government. The agencies across the government.
Is that why he said vaccines.gov? It's short for government?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Correct. He got it wrong today. He said vaccines.gov. We all know it's vaccines.gov, as he said twice last week. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Howie. How are you? Great show again.
Thank you.
Another crisis that is too good to waste. The Democrats are going to take advantage of this. They're going to continue to push on their green agenda. And this combined with the fact that we have a serious employment issue right now, people are not coming back to work, it's only going to increase the prices. And maybe the consumer will open their eyes and realize that the policies of the Democrats are going to sink America.
I know. I mean, I think this is the quickest way to get Americans' attention, even if you don't pay attention to politics. I mean, you just go to the pump and you see how much more you're paying. And I heard last week about a place in New Hampshire that apparently has a self-service pump. And when you turn it on, put in your card and you get ready to pump, a picture of Joe Biden comes out on the screen. And it says, you can thank Joe Biden for these high prices. And it's just going to get worse. And you know, the thing is, too, you know what else is weird? He keeps talking about infrastructure. What the hell was the Keystone Pipeline? I mean, that's a pretty damn significant piece of infrastructure if it keeps the fuel supply going. And now with the Colonial Pipeline, and what they're trying to spin the story as is, well, it was easy to hack because the Colonial Pipeline has been around for a long time, so we need to spend more money on fixing the Colonial Pipeline. But yet, so they want to spend more money on these fake infrastructure projects, which we all know are just BS. It's just going to go to environmentalists and people doing studies to see how many snail darters are going to be affected by the new bridge. I mean, every time I go over to Sagamore Bridge at the Cape and I see that sign, Sagamore Bridge, 1933 to 1935. So it took 2 years to build that thing. How long do you think it would take now to build the Sagamore Bridge?
I don't know, to be clear.
Times 10, maybe? How long did it take to build the Empire State Building? I think it took about 13 months. How long would it take to build the Empire State Building today? Or any of the big dams out west, the Cooley Dam, or the Golden Gate Bridge. They rebuilt the Tappan Zee Bridge, but now it's fallen apart. It's fallen. The other Tappan Zee Bridge was fine for 50 years. I've been on that bridge since I was a little boy, and they never had a problem. Now the new bridge is falling apart. And so they're saying, oh, well, you know, this just proves that we need more secure, we need more infrastructure. The cybersecurity is part of the infrastructure and we need to work on it. Yet yesterday they're saying they're not going to do anything to help out Colonial Pipeline. Cut 16.
An recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to rebuild their pipelines for them so there wouldn't be a problem. Now you're saying it's up to them they got into this mess, they can get out of it by themselves. And again, it's because they're not planning any real infrastructure here. This is all about just money for Democrats, you know, just for labor unions, for equity, for Green New Deals. There's not going to be better highways out of all this money. There's not going to be any better bridges. There's not going to be any better tunnels. There's just going to be money going to the protected classes of the Democrat Party. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I just wanted to throw my idea out on this because I don't trust the government. I haven't seen anything say that Russia hacked this. I haven't seen the government try to go after Russia. I believe this is all part of Biden's, you know, trying to get the Green New Deal and promote all his electric cars and electric charge stations he wants to put all over the country. What better way to promote electric than say, hey, there's no gasoline?
David, how the hell are you going to be able to charge your electric car when they do away with fracking? They do away with coal. There are already a lot fewer coal plants. There are fewer nuclear plants than there used to be. What are they going to charge these things with? And don't tell me wind and solar, because nobody wants these. Nobody wants the turbines in their backyard, and nobody wants the transmission lines running out of their backyards into the cities and big states where they're the major parts of the population are. How are they going to charge these things?
Oh, I agree 100%. And we have a giant solar farms up here where I live. And all we do is send our electricity down to southern New York because we don't benefit from it. We just got to look at it. But again, I just think that they're just whatever they have to do to promote their dumb ideas, they're going to do.
Yeah, I know. They have to be routed in 2022. Look at the damage they've done just everywhere. You know, not just in the United States, but look at the Mideast. Look at Ukraine getting ready for a war with Russia. I mean, the Chinese are making bellicose moves in Southeast Asia. You know, against Taiwan, against Hong Kong. I mean, everywhere. The enemies, the foes of the United States, the foes of freedom are on the march. And Joe Biden thinks New Mexico is Mexico, as he said today, among other things. 844-500-4242, 508. When they start rationing gas, I'm waiting for gas equity where they keep the supplies out of the suburbs. 978, the way people act, maybe they should announce a job shortage and cause people to run out and get one before they're gone. Yeah. Well, that's another problem they have. They announced that they're going to allow trucks to haul more of the fuel until they can get these pipelines working again. Cut number 19.
And over the weekend, at my direction, the Department of Transportation issued an emergency order to loosen restrictions on truck drivers in order to allow more fuel to be transported by a tanker.
But they got a problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody wants to go to work driving a truck. The same reason they don't want to go to work washing dishes or waiting tables. They're making more money or go be an Uber driver. They're making more money sitting at home. Or they may not be making quite as much money, but it's a lot easier sitting at home than it is driving a damn truck. 844-500-4242. Muriel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Muriel.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I got a friend that down in Destin, Florida, she's on vacation, and they went to go to get gas, and she said there's fuel lines and stations with empty pumps, so they're coming home tomorrow instead of next week.
Really?
So I detailed it, yeah. Yeah, she said, yeah, it's pretty bad, so they had to cut their trip short. So I just hightailed it down to the gas station.
Yeah, you're hoarding, Muriel. You're part of the problem, according to the Biden administration. I don't blame you a bit, though, for doing that. You know, You got to be prepared. I mean, this is what happens when you have shortages. 844-500-4242. I mean, this is the reason why it's great to be energy independent. And I know this, you know, this is a hack supposedly, but don't you want all the gasoline, all the natural gas, all the fuel oil that you can have just in case something like this happens, whether it's a foreign or a domestic problem? Why would you want to be at the mercy of these unstable countries in the Mideast? And the countries, by the way, are getting more unstable since Trump is no longer the president, and the Palestinians are all ginned up, and they're trying to start another war, and the Iranians are all excited because they think they're going to have nuclear weapons soon. It's just a disaster what's happened here, and Biden has no idea what to do, and the people around him have no idea what to do. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I think part of the problem, Howie, is these liberals think gas comes out of a gas pump, electricity comes out of a wall socket, and that's how they think it's produced.
Yeah.
So here in Connecticut, where I live, since Joe Biden became president, on average, you probably gas now, just the cheapest gas, you know, the base gas level, on average is another dollar at least per gallon.
Right.
So for an average guy or gal or business person, someone who uses their truck to commute to a job or to use it, what do you think? That's an extra $50 potentially a week if you fill your car up two or three times. Well, who's going to make up for that? Who's going to pay that vague? Well,
right.
It's going to be whoever they're providing services to. But more importantly, to be competitive, they're going to have to eat that cost. And most of these jokers in D.C., they don't notice that. They don't notice $12 every 2 days. They don't even they drive limousines. I'm seriously, they either driven around.
I know.
The metro, which is subsidized. So they have no idea of what it's like to go up and callus your hands or even go to a service job or be a nurse or whatever, where these people have done nothing wrong. And the final point I want to make is Trump, people don't understand this, Trump did more in the Middle East than Carter and Nixon and Reagan and Clinton and Obama and Bush combined, and what he did to,
I agree,
to calm that place, to create a sense of real checks and balances, and to put the Iranians back on their heels. And we are, if someone doesn't seriously get killed over the next couple of years, including men and women from our armed services, it will be a miracle.
Very well put, Chris. And again, he gets no credit for what he did in the Mideast. I mean, if there were any justice, he would get the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did. And it's already starting to fall apart. You know, he and his administration cut the deal between Israel and all these Arab states, including the United Arab Emirates. And now with the radicals gaining the upper hand again, and Iran, back in the state-sponsored terrorism business, because nobody's watching over them. They don't have to worry about another General Soleimani takeout. The UAE, you know, which would like peace with Israel, I think, just they'd like prosperity, use the oil money to improve their society. They have to become more warlike and more hostile towards Israel. It's just a giant mess, and things were going so smoothly. I mean, it was just a real golden era. It was very brief, but I mean, we had full employment, no inflation, stock market doing very well, 401ks, and peace, world peace. And now it's just all gone, or it's going. It's going, gone. 844-500-4242. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turn to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see the quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. Gabby not only works for car insurance, it works for home insurance, renter's insurance, business insurance, any kind of insurance you need. You can plug into Gabby and get a get usually better quotes than you're already getting. I put in my car insurance. I'd been with the same agency for more than 20 years. I'd never bothered to update, even as the agency was sold again and again. And I never never tried to shop around. I just paid the premiums whenever the bill came in. And I should have done this years earlier, but it took me not only a few minutes to plug in my my then current policy. And I soon had quotes from six or seven different insurance companies, and I saved in the end over $600. Most Gabby customers save even more. They save on the on an average of $961 per year. It only took me a few minutes. It'll only take you a few minutes to check. That Gabby will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You have no obligation. There's no fee. Just plug it in and see what you can do, and you're probably going to save some money. Put your policies to the test like I did with mine. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Floramo's Restaurant in Chelsea, where the meat falls off the bone. Stop in today for their famous baby back ribs and so much more.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Aspen Marathon, Gulf, get American, Texaco, S.O., Standard, Sunoco, Payless, yes, get regular, hot test, hot lead, octane, no knocks, all the same. Get that gasoline. Get that gasoline. Baby, get that gasoline.
Pretty soon we're going to start hearing stories about there's tankers just over the horizon on the ocean full of fuel. I heard that before. Corn is the latest commodity to soar. This is the Wall Street Journal. Corn prices have risen roughly 50% in 2021, and a bushel cost more than twice what it did a year ago. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe Biden. Corn has been one of the sharpest risers in the broad rally in raw materials. That's even the Wall Street Journal. If it were Donald Trump in there, it wouldn't be a broad rally. It would be an inflationary spiral. Lumber prices have shot to more than four times what is typical, pushing up home prices and obliterating renovation budgets. Copper, a cog of industry found throughout the home and in electronics, hit record prices Friday. Crude oil hasn't cost so much since 2018. Soybeans are trading at their loftiest level since 2012. Let's go back to corn, though. Corn is a key ingredient in making products ranging from tortilla chips and chicken wings to bourbon and Coca-Cola. It won't affect my consumption of Coca-Cola, I'll tell you that. About 40% of the U.S. crop is blended into motor fuel. Analysts say high corn prices are lifting makers of fertilizer and farm equipment while helping consumer products and food companies justify their own price increases. So it's not so good for consumers, though. Josh, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
I'm calling because there was that one guy who called in about, this gas shortage is probably a ploy to get electric cars, stuff like that. Like, I think that's possible. But my other rebuttal to that is with the people that drive these electric cars that, you got to go green. Well, they probably like driving on nice paved roads, too. And I'd like to know how you're going to get an electric dozer, an electric dump truck, an electric paver, and an electric
How about an 18-wheeler? How about the 18-wheeler?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, where are you going to get that? Same thing, 18-wheeler. You got to get your supplies.
Yeah.
If he can only get, 10 miles down the road, then he has to recharge. I guess that's not really efficient, and cost of toilet paper is going to go right to $20 a roll.
I remember the Republican convention in 2012. We had T. Boone Pickens on. I think Kelly Ayotte was there, the then senator from New Hampshire. and he was explaining. He said, you know, batteries are going to be hard getting it up the mountain, those 18-wheelers up the mountains, the tractor trailers. And I thought, I'd never thought about that before. We'll be back with more. Stay on the line. I'm Howie Carr.